Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, and it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I only put on things that I really, really like a lot. And so occasionally I'll do an odd thing like tell a joke or a reading or something like that, and I call that a wombat. And I have a kind of wombat tonight. I guess it's a song in a way, but it's also a story. And I hope you enjoy that when it comes up later in the show. Wombats and Music comes to you from WEHC, which is Emory and Henry's radio station, Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. It's FM 90.7, your college and community station. The first song tonight is Fields of Gold, sung by Sting. I've played Fields of Gold several times in the show. Usually I play it by Eva Cassidy, who does an absolutely fantastic job. And it's hard to believe that someone could do a job anywhere near, do a song anywhere near as well as Eva Cassidy. But Sting is incredible. And we think of Sting, I think of him as a rock singer. But he can also do some beautiful, quiet things. And this is one. So this is Sting singing Fields of Gold.
Forget the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of Bali. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love? Among the fields of Bali, we'll forget the sun in his jealous sky as we lie in fields of gold. Like a lover's soul upon the fields of Bali. Feel her body rise when you kiss her mouth among the fields of gold. I never made promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken. But I swear still left, we walk in fields of gold. We walk in fields of gold. Summer days among the fields of Bali. See the children run as the sun goes down among the fields of gold. You'll remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of Bali. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields of gold.
That was Fields of Gold by Sting. And next up we have something from the movie 12 Years a Slave. This was sung in the movie. The guys in the group were just sort of people along the road. Roll, Jordan, roll. And it's a good, I don't know what to describe this, so it doesn't need the description. You'll hear it and you can give it your own description. But it's a kind of music that I like a lot.
Went down to the River Jordan, where John baptized three. Where I walked the devil in hell, says Johnny baptized me. I say, roll, Jordan, roll. Oh, now roll, Jordan, roll. My soul will rise in heaven, Lord, for the year old Jordan, roll. Well, some say John was a Baptist. Some say John was a Jew. But I say John was a preacher, cause my Bible says so too. I say, roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll. Hallelujah. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll. Hallelujah.
Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll.
Everybody say,
roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. My soul arise in heaven, Lord, for the year when Jordan roll.
That was Roll, Jordan, Roll by the, it says Topsy Chapman, and it's a group of black singers, and I'm not sure who the lead singer was that on that particular song. Next up, this is interesting. The next song is called I Don't Want Your Millions, Mister. It's by Tao Rodriguez Seeger, and I just checked him out, and I think I must have met him. Tao Seeger is a grandson of Pete Seeger. And he sang with Pete Seeger for a while. He spent part of his childhood in Nicaragua, and also he was one of the founding members of a group called the Mammals. Well, I went to a fiddle camp one summer. It's a Shokan fiddle camp, which is run by Jay Unger, and his daughter Ruth was there. She's usually there, I guess. Ruth probably was about 18, 19 when I was there. And she was in a group called the Mammals, and they were there. They weren't performing. They were just there. And I went out and sang with them one night. They were around, a group of them, and Ruth was there. And I sat with them for maybe 15, 20 minutes. They were sort of doing things on their own, and I didn't want to barge in. It was an open sing, but they were sort of together. You know, I'm sure that all the Mammals were there, so he must have been there, Tal Rodriguez. Anyway, so I must have met him. But I didn't know who he was. This is a song called I Don't Want Your Millions, Mister. I believe Pete Seeger wrote it. And it expresses very well the poor man's point of view, saying, it's not that I want to be rich. I don't need that. In fact, I think it'd be bad for me. But I would like to have a job. And I don't think the rich people realize how much they hurt people like me when they prevent us from having a job. So this is Tao Rodriguez Seeger singing I Don't Want Your Millions, Mister.
I don't want your millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Give me back my job again. I don't want to me. My old job back. I know you have the land deed, mister. The money is all in your name. But where's the work that you did, mister? I'm demanding back my job again. 'Cause I don't want your millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Give me back my job again. Call me green, or blue, or red. This one thing I sure know, mister. My hungry baby must be fed. 'Cause I don't want your millions, mister. No, I don't want your diamond ring. My job again. Give me back my job again. Come on, give me back my job again.
That was Tal Rodriguez Seeger singing I Don't Want Your Millions, Mister. Now, change of pace. Tina Turner from 1984. She sang What's Love Got to Do with It? Went to number one. Her first number one hit and only number one hit. And her first big hit since the 70s. She was 44 at the time, and at the time she was the oldest female singer to ever have a number one hit. Following that, others, including Cher, Cher beat her out. But at the time, Tina Turner with big hit. I happen to get a big kick out of this song. What's Love Got to Do with It? It's one of those ironic things that though she's saying, hey guys, it's just physical, there's something in the song that says it's a lot more than that. And you can pretend whatever you want, but what's love got to do with it? Well, let's see if the song tells us.
You must understand, the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Tina Turner singing What's Love Got to Do with It. Here comes another love song. This time it's Tracy Chapman. Save a Place for Me. This is from a 1995 album release, and it also had The Promise on it, another song I played by Tracy Chapman on this show. Both have an aching kind of pain to them, and this is love. So here is Tracy Chapman singing Save a Place for Me.
If you wait for me, then I'll come for you. Although I have traveled far, I always hold a place for you in my heart. Thank you. if you think of me, if you miss me once in a while, then I'll return to you. I'll return and fill that space in your heart. Remembering your touch, your kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you if you'll be waiting. If you dream of me like I dream of you, in a place that's warm and dark, in a place where I can feel the beating of your heart. Touch, your kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you if you'll be waiting. To see your face, your smile, to be with you wherever you are. Remembering your touch, your kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you. Please say you'll be waiting. Together again, it would feel so good to be in your arms. We're all my journeys in. You can make a promise, if it's one that you can keep, I vow to come for you if you wait for me. And say you'll hold a place for me.
Save a Place for Me by Tracy Chapman. Well, now comes a wombat. It's wombat time. This is from 1952. It's a comedian, Johnny Stanley. And he recorded this it's partly singing and partly dialogue, monologue. And he marketed it as a pop song. And it went to number one on the hit parade in 1952. and I remember it very well. It was a lot of fun. So this is It's in the Book by Johnny Stanley.
I have a message for you, a very sad message. My subject for this evening will be Little Bo Peep. It says here, Little Bo Peep, who was a little girl, has lost her sheep and doesn't know where to find them. Now that's reasonable, isn't it? It's reasonable to assume if Little Bo Peep had lost her sheep, it's only natural that she wouldn't know where to find them. That basically is reasonable. But leave them alone. Now that overwhelms me. Completely overwhelms me. The man said she lost a sheep. Turns right around and boldly states she doesn't know where to find them. And then has the stupid audacity to say, leave them alone. Now think for a moment, think. If the sheep were lost and you couldn't find them, you'd have to leave them alone, wouldn't you? So leave them alone. Leave them alone. It's in the book. Leave them alone. And they being the sheep, they will come home. Ah, yes, they'll come home. Oh, there'll be a brighter day tomorrow. They will come home. It's in the book. They will come home. A wagon, their tails. Pray tell me, what else could they wag? They will come home a wagon, their tails. Behind them. Did we think they'd wag them in front? Of course, they might have come home in reverse. They could have done that, I really don't know. But nonetheless, it's in the book. Now, if you will kindly pick up your books and turn to page 222, we'll ask you all to sing. You'll find your books on the backs of your seats. Are we ready? Everyone, 222, let's really enjoy ourselves. Let's live it up all together. You remember Grandma's Lysol, good for everything in the home. And the secret was in the scrubbing. It wouldn't suds and couldn't foam. Then let us tossing right out of Grandma's, of Grandma's eyes. So useful for everything. Everything on the place, the pots and kettles, the dirty dishes, and for your hand, and for your plate, all for your ass. Shall we now sing the second verse? Let's fill it with a great exuberance. Let's live it up. It's not raining inside tonight. Everyone, let's have a happy time. Are we ready? All together. The second verse. Little Herman and Brother Thurman had an aversion to washing their ears. Grandma scrubbed them with the Lysol, and they haven't heard a word in years. Then let us let's sing what's left of the last verse. Let's have a happy time, everyone. The last verse all together. Everyone. Thank you kindly. Mrs. O'Malley, out in the valley, suffered from ulcers, I understand. She swallowed a cake of Grandma's Lysol, has the cleanest ulcers in the land. Then let us all sing right out of band.
That was It's in the Book by John Stanley. Next comes up a song I heard on a TV show, The Last Detective, HBO show with Woody Harrelson. Just a great series. And they're going to have another series of The Last Detective this coming spring, but it'll be different actors. But I hope it's as good. Anyway, in one of the shows, they played this song, You Better Run to the City of Refuge. It's by C.J. Johnson. I looked him up a little bit. It sounds like, and the write-ups say, it sounds like it was recorded back in the 30s when they were just doing early recordings of African-American musicians, but it wasn't. He was recording in the 60s, so this is probably much more recent than that. Still, anyway, it has a real old-timey feel to it, and this is Dr. C.J. Johnson singing, You Better Run to the City of Refuge.
Oh, you better run, better run, better run. Ah, you better run.
Better run,
oh, you better run to the city of refuge. You better run. Yeah, Dr. Moses on the mountain, don't think he is it big on running. Oh, the park and then he stamped the commandments and Moses, my infant said to Moses, you can read in Genesis, you will understand that man through the land, he was not the oldest man, he lived 906 dying and gone to heaven in good due time, but you better run,
run, run,
you better run,
better run, better run,
you better run to the
city of
yeah.
There
was a man of the Pharisees, oh well, named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus, he came by night. He said, I want to be born unto the heavenly sign. And Christ spoke to Nicodemus as a friend, said, if you want to get to heaven, you must be born again. Oh well, oh Nicodemus could understand, how could a man be born when he is so old? But you better
run, run, run.
And you better
run, better run, better run.
Yeah, you better
run.
Yeah,
yeah. You better run.
Well, you read about Samson from his birth. He was the strongest man that ever lived on earth. One day Samson was walking along. Oh, well, Samson struck a wall, never found out. And Delilah came and sat on his knees. And please tell me where your strength might be. He told him, strength till I in my hand. You just shake my head just as I clean as my hand. My strength will become as a natural man. But you better run,
run, run.
You better
run, better run,
yeah, you better
run,
better run,
better
run. Oh, you better run.
You better run to the City of Refuge by Dr. C.J. Johnson. kind of a powerful thing in its own way. Well, it's time to stop for a minute and tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and this is Harry Baia, your host. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love, which is what I'm doing right now. And next up is Only Remembered. I heard this song this summer in London. It was from the play War Horse. War Horse is an international, successful phenomenon play. It's a strange play. There was a movie, too. It's strange in that the story is all about a horse. And there are a number of horses in the show, but they don't use real horses. They use huge puppets, puppets of very large horses. Typically, the puppet is manned by three or four men on the stage who move the limbs and the heads and stuff. Sometimes it'll be down to two men. But it's kind of a don't-see-me thing. I mean, the men are there. You can't help but see them. But somehow, when the play gets going, it works, and you don't see these men. It's about World War I, and this is about a horse. Anyway, in the story, it's a musical. So this is one of the songs from the show, and this particular song caught me, and I came back and got it to play on the show. So it's called Only Remembered. And the basic statement is that we're only remembered for what we have done. And I guess that's true.
Fading away like the stars in the morning, losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus would we pass from this earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. Thus would we pass from this earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done. Horses and men, plowshares and traces, the line on the land and the paths of the sun. Season by season we mark nature's graces, only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. Season by season we mark nature's graces, only remembered for what we have done.
That was Only Remembered from the play War Horse. Next up is Seasons in the Sun. This is a song originally written by Jacques Brel. There was a show on Broadway called Jacques Brel is Alive and Well and Living in Paris, and a number of songs came out of that. Jacques Brel wrote in French, but these were all translated into English. And this particular one was translated by Rod McEwen, mostly. And then Terry Jacks, who sings it, further modified it. I was just reading about it, and oddly enough, the original song was a bitter song. The man is dying, and in the original song, he's complaining about the people who have betrayed him. But this version is a sentimental version, and I like this. I don't know what it would sound like as a bitter, sarcastic song, but this is not a bitter. This is a song about someone saying goodbye to life, and it would sound like a good life to me.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. in the air. Pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring's in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. Michelle, my little one, you gave me love and helped me find the sun. And every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that flowers everywhere, I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. We had joy, we had...
That was Seasons in the Sun, sung by Terry Jacks. I don't play a lot of instrumental stuff on this show. I usually play songs with words, but I make exceptions, and especially for fiddle and banjo, my favorite instruments. This is called Billy in the Lowground. It's by Trevor and Travis Stewart. Trevor plays the fiddle, they're brothers, and Travis plays the banjo. They're from Canton, North Carolina, which is not too far away. It's a little west of Asheville, North Carolina, so probably a couple hours from here. So they're from our part of the world. And I heard this one day and liked the song, I liked the music, I liked the banjo and the fiddle. So here we go with Trevor and Travis. Thank you. Billy in the Low Ground by Trevor and Travis. Now we're going back to 1953. This is You, You, You by the Ames Brothers. The Ames Brothers were very popular at that time, and this is one of their biggest hits. It's a lovely song. It's typical of the 50s. A lot of the 50s stuff was like this. It was mellow and sweet and kind. We don't get a lot of that music these days. But anyway, this is one. So this is You, You, You by the Ames Brothers.
I'm in love with you, you, you. I could be so true, true, true to someone like you, you, you. Do, do, do what you want to do, do, do. Take me in your arms, please. Let me cling to you, you, you. We were meant for each other, sure as heaven's above. We were meant for each other, to have, to hold, and to love. You, you, you. There's no one like you, you, you. You could make my dreams come true if you say you love me.
You, You, You by the Ames Brothers from 1953. Now we're going back even further to 1949. I remember this too. I wasn't very old, but I remember it. It's by Vaughn Monroe. It's called Riders in the Sky or Ghost Riders in the Sky. And released in 1949, it became a number one hit and it was the number one song of the year. So Vaughn Monroe has a deep, leathery voice and he does a good job on this song. I think it's probably one of the first songs I can remember trying to learn to sing. So this is Ghost Riders in the Sky.
An old cowpoke been riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a-plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. The ghost herd in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel.
A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Yippee-yi-oh! Loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. In the sky.
Ghost Riders in the Sky by Vaughn Monroe from 1949. The next song is a classic folk song, gospel, Farther Along. My wife and I sing this song. And this is by a slightly more famous couple, Emmylou Harris, actually it's three of them, Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt, three of the greatest female singers of country music history. And together they sang Farther Along.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. When death has come and taken our loved ones, it leaves our home so lonely and drear. Then do we wonder why others prosper, living so wicked year after year?
farther along, we'll finish that song, like the beginning of the next show. But our time is up for today. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes to you on Monday nights at 7 o'clock, Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I want to leave you with my weekly urging to do what I ask you to do every week and what I try to do myself every week, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.